protest and against the right. A vote on a new United Nations resolution on Iraq has to be postponed until at least the end of next week because of continuing disagreement between Security Council members. U.S. and Britain, co-sponsors of the resolution, and hope the resolution could be tabled and voted on before this weekend's D-Day anniversary, which is to be attended by George Bush and other countries involved in the negotiations. France, Russia, China, and Algeria are holding off on tons of concessions in giving the Iraqi caretaker of how to come into battle on June 30 as much power as possible, including a veto over U.S.-led military operations similar to last month's bloody assault on Fallujah. The key council members are reportedly apprehensive that they would be approving a U.S. occupation under another name. The U.S. is opposed to giving the caretaker a veto. Iraqi Foreign Minister Bashir is a body admitted to the Security Council that Iraq's need of foreign troops is, in his words, an objective reality, but that the interim government must have authority over security matters. The body urged a resolution that neither compromises the sovereignty of the interim government nor the right of the leftiness should force to defend itself. Meanwhile, Russia raised a piece of unfinished business during the debate on Iraq, the Irish weapons of mass destruction. Russia's deputy UN ambassador, Alexander Kornoufi, said the U.S.-British resolution on Iraq should clarify the situation, since no paired weapons have been located on the ground. Tens of thousands of Italian American war demonstrators marched through central Rome Friday in the security to protest U.S. President George Bush's visit, waving peace banners and calling for the pullout of Italian troops in Iraq. It redeployed 10,000 police officers to protect Bush and his entourage after Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi said he is worried about the possibility of violence, and the U.S. embassy warned Americans to avoid the crowds. Bush arrived Friday to mark the 60th anniversary of the Allied liberation of Rome, but many protesters said that after the Vietnam War and now the fiasco in Iraq, the Americans can no longer be called liberators. Italian authorities sealed manholes and trash bins, and cars were removed along the routes the president would travel. Helicopters hovered overhead, and the airspace over Rome was closed to private aircraft. Some bus routes were suspended, and selected roads were closed to traffic. Many office and apartment windows in the city center have been draped with the rainbow-colored peace flags in a polite message to Bush over his report. News reports affirm that police turned Rome into a fortress. Even Pope John Paul II reminded Bush Friday of the Vatican's opposition to the war in Iraq and said the world has been troubled by recent deplorable events, in apparent reference to the abuse of Iraqi prisoners by U.S. troops. The Pope said those events made more difficult a serene and resolute commitment to share human values, and that, in the absence of such commitment, neither war nor terrorism will ever be overcome. According to news reports, in a room at the Vatican that was adorned with ornate paintings, the president sat stoically as the ill and 84-year-old pontiff read his statement in a voice that was